With stays under $250 a night, Vrbo makes it easy to celebrate sweater weather. You could book a cabin stay with leaf views for days, or a brownstone in a city where festivals are just a walk away, or a lakeside home with a fire pit for cozy nights with friends. Or, if you're not a sweater person, we can call it corduroy weather. More flexible. And with stays under $250 a night, you can book a home that suits your exact needs. Book now at Vrbo.com.
Hey everyone, and welcome back to Build Your Stoic Core. I'm your host, Madison Lane, and let me tell you, today's topic hits close to home. We're diving into the heart of human experience, fear. You know that feeling when your stomach drops, your palms get sweaty, and suddenly you just want to hide under the covers? Yeah, we've all been there. But what if I told you that fear isn't necessarily the enemy? What if we could actually transform it into a powerful fuel for courage? That's what we're exploring today, folks. Because let's face it, life throws curveballs. There are moments when uncertainty creeps in, challenges arise, and our natural instinct is to retreat. But here's the thing. Those moments are also opportunities. They're chances to step outside of our comfort zones, push our boundaries, and discover a strength we didn't know we had. Think about it this way. Every great achievement, every incredible leap forward, started with someone overcoming their fear. Whether it was that first public speech, the decision to pursue your dream career, or even just saying, yes, to something new, courage often blooms where fear used to reside. So, how do we actually make this transformation happen? Well, I've got five key takeaways for you today that can help you turn fear into fuel. First, acknowledge and accept your fear. Don't try to pretend it's not there, or worse, beat yourself up for feeling it. Fear is a natural human emotion, and recognizing it is the first step towards managing it. Remember, stoicism isn't about suppressing emotions. It's about understanding them and making conscious choices even when things are tough. Second, challenge your negative thoughts. Ever noticed how fear often comes with a barrage of what-ifs and worst-case scenarios? Those thoughts can be incredibly powerful, but they're rarely based in reality. When you catch yourself spiraling into negativity, take a step back and ask yourself, is this thought truly helpful? Is there evidence to support it? What's the most likely outcome? By questioning your fear-based assumptions, you can start to gain a clearer perspective. Third, focus on what's within your control. We can't always control external circumstances, but we can control our reactions to them. Instead of dwelling on things beyond your influence, shift your energy towards actions that empower you. This could be anything from practicing mindfulness techniques to developing new skills or simply making a conscious decision to choose a positive mindset. Fourth, break down big goals into smaller, more manageable steps. Ever felt overwhelmed by a challenge? That's fear whispering in your ear, trying to make the task seem insurmountable. But remember, even the most epic journeys begin with a single step. By breaking down large goals into smaller, achievable milestones, you can build momentum and confidence along the way. And finally, celebrate your victories, no matter how small. Each time you face your fear and take action, acknowledge your courage. This could be as simple as giving yourself a mental high five or treating yourself to something nice. Celebrating your progress reinforces positive behavior and keeps you motivated on your journey. Now, let me paint you a picture. Imagine you're standing at the edge of a stage, about to give a presentation. Your heart is pounding, your palms are sweaty, and that voice in your head is screaming, "What if they laugh? What if I mess up?" That's fear trying to hold you back. But what if instead of letting fear dictate your actions, you chose courage? You could visualize yourself delivering a powerful and engaging presentation, confident in your knowledge and prepared to connect with your audience. You could take deep breaths, remind yourself that everyone gets nervous, and focus on the message you want to share. By choosing courage over fear, you not only overcome a challenge but also build resilience for future opportunities. So remember, transformation doesn't happen overnight. It takes practice, patience, and a willingness to step outside of your comfort zone. But every small step you take towards embracing courage is a victory worth celebrating. And as you continue this journey, remember that you are not alone. We're all in this together, navigating the ups and downs of life with both fear and courage as our companions. Now, I want to hear from you. What's one small step you can take today to transform your fear into fuel? Share your thoughts in the comments below. Let's build each other up, and remember, a little courage goes a long way. Catch you in the next episode of Build Your Stoic Core.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.